Please read the instructions in the exercise for task two. You've got 30 seconds. Now listen to text two.
Making a difference. Making it to the Arctic.
Some students will have a great story to tell about their summer vacation. They're going on an Arctic expedition organized by the group Students on Ice. With me now is Brenna Owen, who is taking part in the expedition. Welcome, Brenna.
Good morning.
Brenna, could you tell our listeners, what is Students on Ice all about?
It's a program that takes high school students like me from across Canada and around the world on educational journeys to the Arctic and the Antarctic each year. We are joined by teams of scientists and experts.
What does Students on Ice try to do with these expeditions? What's the major objective?
There are a number of things. The Arctic and the Antarctic are the basis of our global ecosystem. We'll be looking at issues like climate change and global warming.
How did you first learn about Students on Ice?
A few years ago, I heard about scientific expeditions for students. But finally, it was Mr. Wilcox who talked about Students on Ice in his geography lessons. He recommended that I apply for a scholarship in order to take part in an expedition. And as a result, I received $4,000. I raised almost $3,000 myself through the support of my family and with the help of community leaders and businesses.
Wow, that's impressive. Now, what are you looking forward to most?
Well, of course, one highlight will be learning about glaciers and icebergs. But I'm really looking forward to sailing down the Hudson Strait. It's a feeding ground for birds and, above all, a path for whales. I've always been fascinated by these huge creatures and hope I'll snap some good pics. So I think this is what I'm most excited about.
Brenna, what do you think you will get out of this adventure?
I know it's going to be an amazing learning opportunity. It's more than just reading books about climate change or talking to leading experts on this topic. I'll get the chance to really feel nature. Leaders of Students on Ice expect students to give presentations at schools about their experience. However, I prefer writing, and that's why I'd like to publish articles in magazines.
Wonderful. Well, you're going to have an awesome trip from the sound of it. Bon voyage, and I'm looking forward to hearing all about it.
Thank you.
Now listen again.
Some students will have a great story to tell about their summer vacation. They're going on an Arctic expedition organized by the group Students on Ice. With me now is Brenna Owen, who is taking part in the expedition. Welcome, Brenna.
Good morning.
Brenna, could you tell our listeners, what is Students on Ice all about?
It's a program that takes high school students like me from across Canada and around the world on educational journeys to the Arctic and the Antarctic each year. We are joined by teams of scientists and experts.
What does Students on Ice try to do with these expeditions? What's the major objective?
There are a number of things. The Arctic and the Antarctic are the basis of our global ecosystem. We'll be looking at issues like climate change and global warming.
How did you first learn about Students on Ice?
A few years ago, I heard about scientific expeditions for students. But finally, it was Mr. Wilcox who talked about Students on Ice in his geography lessons. He recommended that I apply for a scholarship in order to take part in an expedition. And as a result, I received $4,000. I raised almost $3,000 myself through the support of my family and with the help of community leaders and businesses.
Wow, that's impressive. Now, what are you looking forward to most?
Well, of course, one highlight will be learning about glaciers and icebergs. But I'm really looking forward to sailing down the Hudson Strait. It's a feeding ground for birds and, above all, a path for whales. I've always been fascinated by these huge creatures and hope I'll snap some good pics. So I think this is what I'm most excited about.
Brenna, what do you think you will get out of this adventure?
I know it's going to be an amazing learning opportunity. It's more than just reading books about climate change or talking to leading experts on this topic. I'll get the chance to really feel nature. Leaders of Students on Ice expect students to give presentations at schools about their experience. However, I prefer writing, and that's why I'd like to publish articles in magazines.
Wonderful. Well, you're going to have an awesome trip from the sound of it. Bon voyage, and I'm looking forward to hearing all about it.
Thank you.